There are about 100,000 flight attendants out there in the American workforce, and they're among the most visible and vulnerable targets in the travel industry, standing there smiling while we grumble about departure delays and cold coffee. It must take an awful lot of patience to handle the job, not to mention a good sense of balance and a high tolerance for recycled air. The Savvy Traveler's Tom Verde recently tagged along on a routine flight from Dallas to Washington, D.C., for a behind-the-scenes look at these saints of service.
It's a quarter to seven on a Monday morning here at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. I'm still trying to wake up, but in the American Airlines operations room, opposite gate C-17, things are humming.
You come up here to sign in to the computer, which it's kind of like punching a clock. You have to be here on time.
Dallas native Randy Thomas is one of 20,000 American Airlines flight attendants who go through this routine at the start of every shift, a shift that'll keep her away from home for 4 days. After heading from here to D.C. and back, a round trip of 7 hours or so, it's on to Vail, Colorado, where she'll do a 24-hour layover, then continue on to San Francisco. From there, she'll pull an all-night shift to Miami, where she'll get a 12-hour rest before returning to Dallas.
And I'll be back at DFW at 9:27 p.m. on Thursday evening. That is my week this week.
Blonde-haired and blue-eyed, Thomas stands 5'5" in her official American Airlines high heels. She's been a flight attendant going on 12 years now, after 4 years as a social worker. She's in the majority as far as gender goes. Close to 85% of all flight attendants are women, though in recent years, more men have joined the ranks. At 38, she's the average age of today's flight attendants, most of whom are between 30 and 40.
Hi.
I'm Mace.
Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Nice to meet you, Mace.
On board, Thomas and the rest of the crew introduce themselves. Because their schedules are rarely the same from week to week, flight attendants often find themselves working with people they've never met before and may never see again.
Okay. Before I do anything else, I am going to check my emergency equipment. This is our defibrillator, and then this is our enhanced medical kit. So just
emergency
sure
preparedness is the primary duty of all flight attendants and accounts for the bulk of the 6.5 weeks of training they receive before they earn their wings.
Hello again from the flight deck, ladies and gentlemen. Captain Greg Anker speaking. On behalf of myself and the entire crew in the back, we'd all like to welcome you aboard for our flight up to Washington's Reagan Airport.
Once safely off the ground, it's time for the in-flight service. Just as flying business class is cushier for passengers, working the high-priced seats is more desirable for the crew, says Thomas.
Once you've been back in coach and you've pushed that cart from row 36 up to row 9, you know, three times the flight, three times a day, you're kind of like, okay, I just like to get first class where I can carry a tray out, you know.
Who gets to work first class and who gets the better flight schedules, meaning no holidays and fewer overnighters, essentially boils down to seniority. Flight attendants typically work 3 or 4 days a week, a full-time job crammed into a part-time schedule. Salaries, once again, are determined by seniority and can range from as little as $10,000 to as much as $40,000 a year. The benefits aren't bad. In addition to the standard HMOs, etc., flight attendants travel free on their own airlines and get discounts of up to 90% with other carriers.
That's like my third pot of coffee that I've...
Wow.
Yeah.
After the meals have been served, it's time for Thomas to clean up a bit, make another pot of coffee or two, and take a few moments to reflect on the job.
What made you decide to be a flight attendant? Is this something that you always wanted to do, or did you just kind of fall into it by accident?
I think that I had thought about it off and on. I did finish college and kind of still had the bug about traveling, and I think that was it. That's what always interested me about the flight attendant job, was the travel aspect. And so I thought, I'm going to try it. And that was 12 years ago.
Is it as adventurous, perhaps, as some people might think?
Maybe not as adventurous as some people might think, but it does offer a lot of opportunity that I would not have had otherwise, or would not have been as feasible otherwise.
Such as travel to Europe and all over the United States on a taxing but ultimately rewarding work schedule.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Whereas 20 or 30 years ago, being a flight attendant, or stewardess as they were called, might have been a glamorous vocational pit stop for young single girls, the job is now dominated by working women, many of whom are married, raising families, and plan to one day retire from what has become a career.
Once I'm up there, where the air is rarefied.
In Washington, I'm Tom Verde for The Savvy Traveler.
Starry-eyed, once I get you up there.